So I just want to make sure when I came in with Libre, it was me that you were applauding, right? Okay. Where is Libre? Oh, there he is. Okay. So this is the star of the show, obviously. And I am really pleased to be here today with all these really good folks to celebrate the first anniversary of the signing of Libre's law. Okay. I mean, I guess he's used to this stuff. I'm just glad he's not running against me this year. That's all I got to say. But seriously, if you would have predicted just a short time ago that Libre would have been here today, people would have said, it's just not going to happen. He isn't going to be here. So I want to thank Dexter. Where's Dexter? Yeah. Dexter, yeah. Dexter Norm found Libre and believed that he could be saved. So thank you for doing that. And where's Jen Neal? Jen was the officer who rescued Libre from a really deplorable situation. So thank you. He wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. And where, Janine?
Couldn't be here.
Where's
today.
Janine?
But Janine.
And Speranza, and actually Janine is Libre's mom, right? Huh? So that's important. And Dr. Ivan Pryor couldn't be here today either, but he's the vet who actually treated Libre and brought Libre back. So if it weren't for these four people, Libre wouldn't be here today. And his story would not have inspired the legislation that we're really celebrating today. So I want to just say thank you to Libre. Because of him, we have celebrated a really good year in Pennsylvania. We have, let me just name four things. A year with stronger protections for our pets and our animals. A year with harsher penalties for those who would harm an animal. A year with better, where we have a better and more humane Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania was named by the Humane Society of the United States as the most improved state for animal protection laws. All of those things are great. So how about that? I mean, what Libre's law did really is common sense. It's making life better for animals. And it's making sure that we're treating our pets and animals with the care and concern and the humane way that they deserve to be treated. Libre's law increases penalties for crimes against horses, included in that. Libre's law forces convicted animal abusers to forfeit their animals to shelters. Yes. Libre's law, yeah, this is great. Libre's law protects veterinary staff who report animal cruelty and provides civil immunity to humane police officers. In short, as I said, Libre's law makes Pennsylvania a better place by ensuring that we're acting humanely towards our animals. It makes us better people, too. It also would not have been possible without the harrowing story and the inspiring recovery of that guy right there. And I think you could safely say he has captured all of our hearts. I mean, it was really an amazing thing to be with him and signing that bill right down here outside last year. But clearly last year he was the star, and we wouldn't have this if we hadn't had Libre. So I think it's really important. I want to make sure that we continue to work, though. We shouldn't rest on our laurels. And I want to ask the legislature to pass House Bill 1216, which is formerly called the Animal in Distress Bill, but it's also known as the Hot Car Bill, and was introduced by Frank Ferry, who's here, yeah. Representative Ferry. And just where are Frank's interns? Because, okay, right there. Let me see if I Abby Christophas, is that right? Christophas, sorry, okay. Kayla? Is it Kayla or Kyla? Kayla Davidson, Dave Sander, there you are, and Steve Scholl. Is that right? The interns, okay. But the bill that we're talking about here, 1216, the hot car bill, would allow law enforcement to remove any animal from a vehicle without liability for damages when they see an animal in distress. And they call it the hot car bill because, you know, right now with the hot weather, it's one of the things, if you see an animal cooped up in an automobile, that's tough. So it doesn't matter, though, in this bill whether the distress is caused by heat or cold or any other circumstance. The officer has the ability and the right to save that animal. This bill is going to help save the lives of animals in the Commonwealth, and I'm asking the legislature to get it to my desk where I will sign it, and we can make it become law. I think that's a good thing for all of us in Pennsylvania. And let me just put in a little plug here. This is warm weather right now, so everybody out there, if you're watching any part of this, if you have an animal right now with the hot weather, take care of that animal. Make sure that they have shade, make sure they have plenty of water. Your pets need to be hydrated just like you do. So let's make sure that we're doing all the things we need to do to make sure that our pets are safe. So again, I want to thank everybody for being here and everybody who made this day possible, including and in addition to Libre, including the Humane Society of the United States. I think he's a politician. I don't know, just saying. Humane PA, Justice for Libre Animal Advocacy Group, and the Speranza Animal Rescue. Representative Todd Stevens, who's back here. Senator Richard Alloway, Representative Ryan Bizarro, again, Frank Ferry. They were the ones who did the work in crafting Libre's law, and it really has made a big difference. And I want to say thanks to Dexton, Jen, Janine, Dr. Pryor, they're not here, but for those two, for saving Libre and bringing his story to all of us and allowing him to be the inspiration for what we're doing here in Pennsylvania. I want to make sure that we know we are doing everything we can and we should to keep making sure Pennsylvania is in line with other states in terms of how we punish and how we view animal abuse. I am proud to have signed this bill. I think it's a great thing for Pennsylvania. It's a great thing for all of us. And now it's my honor to introduce Kristen.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Kristen Tulo, Pennsylvania State Director with the Humane Society of the United States. Isn't it great to be celebrating the one-year anniversary of Libre's Law? This historic overhaul, inspired by our main man, Libre, ensures that animal abusers face tougher penalties for their crimes. Because of advocates here today and across the state, Representative Todd Stevens' animal abuse overhaul now requires for Pennsylvania Representative Ryan Bizarro's mandatory forfeiture, Senator Richard Alloway's Libre's Law, Senator Eichelberger's Cordelia's Law, anti-tethering stipulations, and civil immunity, Representative Frank Ferry's humane police officer and veterinarians. Let's take a moment to celebrate this huge win for animals in our state. We'd like to acknowledge the following organizations and advocacy group. Please note this recognition includes, but is certainly not limited to the following: the Fraternal Order of Police, Craig Stedman and the District Attorney Association, Kathleen Palm, the Center for Children's Justice. Is Kathleen here? She is here. She should be up here. All of these groups supported this bill because they wisely recognize the high correlation between animal abuse and human violence. We are also supported by Pennsylvania Vet Medical Association, Pennsylvania SPCA, Federated Humane Societies of Pennsylvania, and our HSUS district leader and state council members, if you would stand up as well, those of you who are here. Humane PA and Jessica and Casey Wenger of Justice for Libre Animal Advocacy Group, and numerous members who are here representing the group today, if you would stand. Look at that. Our heroes, Dexton, Humane Officer Jen Neild, Dr. Pryor, and Speranza Animal Rescue. And Animal Care Sanctuary, Joan and Rachel, you should be back here as well. And, and Kimberly Cannon, all the way from Pittsburgh Equine Rescue, who adopted Pen and Penny, our horse protection mascots, gave them their forever home. And we did realize that because of their size that it might be a little difficult to bring them here today. So we decided to bring them on something they could fit onto. So here's a photo. And all the supportive groups who worked so hard to see this bill come to pass. That's a lot of thank yous, and the list does go on. Give yourselves and each other a big round of applause, everyone. Support and action for this bill has been tremendous, with exponential growth in the advocate involvement and ongoing media coverage to keep cruelty issues in the forefront of the public's mind. Over the course of this past year, the HSUS and humane organizations have partnered with humane police officers, state and local police agencies, and legal authorities to provide training on Act 10. Now, we begin to see the impact of the new law through these training programs, increased prosecutions and trials for misdemeanor and felony charges, and sentences with appropriate penalties. I'm sure everyone's asking themselves, where do we go from here, right? Yeah. So here are three ways that you can continue to help animals in our state. First, if you see something, say something. Report animal cruelty to your humane police officer or a local law enforcement agency. Second, your voice counts. Call your legislators' offices. They do listen. They want to hear from you, their constituents, as was witnessed with the passing of the most historic animal protection legislation in our state history, and with House Bill 1216, Animals in Distress, passing the full House unanimously. So now is a great time to call your state senator and ask them to vote yes. And finally, support your local animal protection organizations by volunteering, donating, and always adopting. Right, Essie? And spay neuter. Remember, my friends, in the words of Jane Goodall, what you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of a difference you want to make. Thank you for choosing to make a difference in the lives of animals. We are the voice for the voiceless. And there is one other person that we forgot to thank. Who could this be? Governor Tom Wolf. And kidding aside, we are celebrating the one-year anniversary of your signing this bill into law. We are eternally grateful. So, Governor, do you think Libre is ready for some cake?
I hope so.
Okay.